Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
WWE's PG era is ending soon, plus new names for NXT stars once again, and a major update on AEW's plans to head to the UK. For Friday, July the 15th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
It has been said that anything can happen here in the World Wrestling Federation, but now more than ever, truer words have never been spoken. This is a conscious effort on our part to open the creative envelope, so to speak, in order to entertain you in a more contemporary manner. Even though we call ourselves sports entertainment because of the athleticism involved, the key word in that phrase is entertainment. The WWF extends far beyond the strict confines of sports presentation into the wide open environment of broad-based entertainment. We borrow from such program niches like soap operas, like The Days of Our Lives, or music videos such as those on MTV, daytime talk shows like Jerry Springer and others, cartoons like The King of the Hill on Fox, sitcoms like Seinfeld, and other widely accepted forms of television entertainment. We in the WWF think that you, the audience, are quite frankly tired of having your intelligence insulted. We also think that you're tired of the same old simplistic theory of good guys versus bad guys. Surely the era of the superhero who urged you to say your prayers and take your vitamins is definitely passé. Therefore, we've embarked upon a far more innovative and contemporary creative campaign that is far more invigorating and extemporaneous than ever before. However, due to the live nature of Raw in the war zone, we encourage some degree of parental discretion as it relates to the younger audience allowed to stay up late. Other WWF programs on USA, such as Saturday Morning Live Wire and Sunday Morning Superstars, where there's a 40% increase in the younger audience, obviously, however, need no such discretion. We are responsible television producers who work hard to bring you this outrageous, wacky, wonderful world known as the WWF. Through some 50 years, the World Wrestling Federation has been an entertainment mainstay here in North America and all over the world. One of the reasons for that longevity is as the times have changed, so have we. I'm happy to say that this new vibrant creative direction has resulted in a huge increase in television viewership, for which we thank USA Network and TSN for allowing us to have the creative freedom, but most especially, we would like to thank you for watching. Raw and the War Zone are definitely the cure for the common show.
The WWE PG era ending soon, so this conversation has started because of Andrew Zarian of Matt Men. He tweeted last night, starting July the 18th, WWE Raw will have a TV-14 rating moving forward on USA Network. The PG era is over. Zarian has since updated his statement, saying there was a memo within the USA Network that went out this morning regarding WWE Raw changing to a TV-14 on July 18th. Now, apparently, that was sent out prematurely, and the day was not finalized. This is a wild situation. There's a lot happening behind the scenes. WWE Raw won't be going to TV-14 on July the 18th, but is still in consideration for a later date. We have a further update from Andrew Zarian since then, who says a lot more to this story. There is some hesitation regarding if this is the right move. Sean Ross Sapp followed this up by saying, I can confirm there were mixed signals given internally about this. Now, he shares more in Fightful Select, does Sean. For those expecting a significant content adjustment might end up being disappointed. While NXT has racier content regularly, it's still rated TV PG. And the content that airs is still up to the creator itself. Unlike MPAA for movies or ESRB for video games, cable television shows aren't required to meet a certain standard in order to retain TV PG status or move to TV 14 status instead. For instance, WWE could very well be self-rating Raw at TV PG during the Attitude Era. However, input from the network and sponsors about the content is always taken into effect. As of now, WWE Raw is still listed as TV PG for July the 18th. Thus far, we haven't heard a specific edict or direction change as it pertains to WWE's programming and the way it's conducted. We will let you know if that changes. Now, WWE Raw was first moved from TV PG to TV 14 in 1997. This was what led to the dawn of the Attitude Era, and it returned to TV PG in July of 2008. The TV parental guidelines describe a TV 14 program as containing some material that many parents would find unsuitable for children under the age of 14. You can do a little more in terms of racier, edgier content on a TV 14 than you can a TV PG. One person who's very aware of this is Cody Rhodes, who shortly after this announcement put out a tweet which was simply a wink emoji, suggesting that maybe he might have had something to do with it. Maybe it's something that he's going to take full advantage of. I guess we will know when we next see Cody Rhodes on our screens, by which point we could very well be looking at a TV 14 version of WWE Raw.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Shoes off if you hate Zach Gibson. WWE did, that's why they changed the name. Zach Gibson and James Drake, the grizzled young veterans, according to PW Insider, have new names on NXT 2.0. Zach Gibson, going forward, will be known as Rip Fowler, and James Drake will be known as Jagger Reed. It is heavily speculated that newly named Rip Fowler and Jagger Reed will be re-debuting on Tuesday as Joe Gacy's cloaked team, the Dyad, set to be uncloaked. And there's lots of speculation that under those cloaks are the former grizzled young veterans, now known as Rip Fowler and Jagger Reed. We had a new NXT champion crowned yesterday. An NXT UK Heritage Cup win was scored by Mark Coffey, beating Noam Dar to become the holder of the prestigious cup. Post-match, Joe Coffey returned after a lengthy hiatus to celebrate the big gala's victory. Wolfgang is in line next to get a shot at Ilya Dragunov's NXT UK title in 2 weeks' time as well. I'd like to see Wolfgang win all the belts, please. That would be lovely. The next 30 seconds contain Rampage spoilers for tonight. If you don't want them, you might want to skip ahead. Claudio Castagnoli sized up Jonathan Gresham at the end of Rampage at the taping, And it looks as if our main event for Death Before Dishonor is going to be Gresham versus Claudio Castagnoli for the World Championship. Nice. Jim Ross talked a little bit on his podcast about his current role in AEW. Now he's doing an hour of Dynamite and then the full episode of Rampage. He says that it's a strategic move by Tony Khan and the team. He said that I was coming out before the show and I was doing all the Dynamite and the reception was very humbling. Tony thought the show in the middle of the show, speaking of Dynamite, needed a boost. So JR became the booster. Come out in the middle of the show, still going to call the main event or main events. I don't have any issues with it at all. Now I'm Mariano Riviera. I'm going in for long relief and we're going to get some results for you. That's the deal there. Just keeping me fresh and special. Trying to give Rampage a little boost commentary wise as well, and it's not a bad shout. On the podcast as well, Jim Ross gives some further details on AEW's plans to take over the UK. Says, I know that we're going to go places. Pac is defending the title now in the UK. I get it all the time. When are you guys coming to England? Well, when we come to England, you can bet your ass it's going to be big. Tony's got great business contacts there. But the key thing is, AEW is definitely coming to the UK, and it will be in the next calendar year. I know that for a fact. Don't know all the dates, but we are all excited about that because we get great television ratings in the UK. So why not play off that? AEW at Craven Cottage in 2023? It seems very likely. Brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown Review on your podcast feed tomorrow. Matthew Gregg is back from a two-week absence, and we are going to pick up where we left off, watching every episode of SmackDown from the very beginning to the very bitter end. And we are very close to an invasion of some sorts. Talk on that with you tomorrow. Check out youtube.com/cultaholic for the latest in our timeline series. What an incredible year 1995 was in WWF and WCW and the greater wrestling world around that. Take a look at the year of 1995 in the world of professional wrestling in a brand new timeline at youtube.com/cultaholic. And I will speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.